You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
68 hot yellow woods with an ocean tractor. At spring, we are changing the world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, a very special edition as I welcome back my friend Daryl Worley to The Mark White Show, and we're talking about a special event that's coming up in his hometown of Savannah, Tennessee. It's the first annual Catfish Derby, and it's a fundraiser, and it's going to help the Daryl Worley Foundation as well as some others in his community. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Daryl.
Thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you. This Catfish Derby thing was going on here for years and years and years, and then they quit doing it. So this is kind of like the rebirth of it.
Okay.
It was a big deal around here for a long, long time. So a lot of people listening may have
heard of it.
You know, been to it or heard of it or participated in it when it was up and running years and years ago. And so it just gave us a chance to do something cool and try to raise some money for some other fundraisers that used to exist around here that kind of took a hurting when COVID came around. So
right. So do you know how it came back? Who said, let's get this rolling again?
There's a couple of people that are involved in that, and I don't have names off the top of my head, but I've met a couple of those guys, and they're really doing a good job with it. So I think the fishing will be a big deal around here, and and all the other events and things that are attached to it will sure help raise some money. So we're just excited to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Leadership, Hardin County, and then the city of Savannah
along with Main Street Savannah, are going to be supported through this effort, along with the Darryl Worley Foundation. And I'm just getting a message in from Melinda Martin, who's an officer in Kennesaw Police Department, at Kennesaw Police Department. She says, tell Darryl Worley she said hello.
That's so awesome. I think I'm pretty sure I know exactly who that is.
She has a pen pal program now called the Pen Pal Project, and I had her on the show last week to talk about this. She's looking for kids to be pen pals with, and I think that's great to interact that's with awesome. Law enforcement in that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, who in the world would even think about writing a letter or email or whatever these days unless it's, you know, got something to do with it? But I mean, that's amazing.
I think so, too.
I hope they're writing them out by hand.
Oh, they are. And I saw a pile of letters. She shared a picture with me. She has a whole pile of letters, especially from that's the Georgia awesome. Area. But we're welcoming kids from all over the place to send letters to Kennesaw Police Department and have a pen pal. That I did that when I was a kid in school, Darryl. We were pen pals with those who were serving in the Gulf, who were military members.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, you wouldn't have any clue at that age how much that means to those guys and gals that are over there in the war zone, but it does mean a lot.
Absolutely. You've had a unique opportunity with your music to be able to share when it comes to military members, law enforcement, first responders. And as a former police officer, I believe I told you before that I certainly appreciate your position when it comes to honoring, respecting those who serve.
Well, we sure ought to do more than we do. It is, it's just an amazing thing, the people that service each and every day. That, and you know, it's so easy in this nation to take stuff for granted because we're all just spoiled rotten. But I mean, I try not to, because I know things would surely be different if we didn't have those men and women out there looking out for us every day. And the military too. I mean, you know, they take the fight overseas into these foreign countries, and folks on the home front never smell the powder burning. And I can tell you from many, many, you know, journeys and trips over there and being right there where a lot of stuff was going down, that we'd go in and entertain the troops. And when you get that close to it, it definitely changes how you see things.
I totally agree, because I've had a lot of military members on the show. Van Booth is one that comes to my mind. I always think about him starting on foot from California and walking throughout the year 2019 on foot and finishing in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to bring awareness to PTSD and suicide awareness when it came to our military members. Such a important subject to walk for.
Yeah, that's a journey, man.
He's a man.
That's a lot of footsteps.
He had to go through a lot of tires with that cart he pushed.
Absolutely.
Imagine how many pairs of shoes you go through.
It'd be a lot of them.
I know in a movie they had a guy taking off like he was running across the country, but Van Booth actually did it.
That's amazing.
I love Van Booth and what he stands for. He lives not far from me in Trinity, Alabama, near Moulton. And we've been able to get together a few times since they've moved here. And he's originally from Tennessee himself, around the Fayetteville area is where he comes from. Well, he was walking for Freedom Sings USA and Operation Song. I'm sure you're familiar with both of those organizations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sure am.
Raised a lot of money. I believe about $50,000 was raised for those efforts.
Wow.
Incredible. When we talk about efforts and we talk about the Darryl Worley Foundation, one of the conversations we had when we were with the Raper family down in Hackleburg was the fact that, you know, this entertainment stuff, musical career you have, it fades away. But the Darryl Worley Foundation, one of the things that stood out to me was you talked about the legacy and moving forward that people would want to pick up and carry on with this effort beyond the music itself.
I think so. I mean, you know, we've done such a good work in the community here and in the region, and now it's grown to where, you know, we help people all over the place. But still the focus is, you know, semi-local in this North Mississippi, North Alabama, West Tennessee region. And I just can't imagine somebody not, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns and continuing on with this. I think it's going to continue to grow and get bigger and more far reaching as we go. We've got some things happening around now that we're just kind of going after bigger sponsors and you know, some more corporate level stuff. And I think the proof is in the pudding. You know, you just have to show people what you've done and what you're doing and that we are very, very diligent with people's money. Every dime means something to us. So we watch over it and make sure that it goes to the cause. And I think people out there in corporate America are looking for foundations and things like that, that they can, you know, put some money into and watch it grow and see how we help people.
And Daryl, what is it that stands out when you think about the foundation? What are some things that are important to you that this foundation accomplishes in the community?
Probably the main two things for me is, you know, the grants that we spread around and give out to people that in need. That's how it all started. I just told my management team and some of the people that we had gathered up here in the Savannah area that I wanted there to be a place where people could turn, you know, people that were down on their luck and having real tough time financially and maybe no insurance or whatever, that had come on hard times. You know, a lot of times when you get to that place, and I've been there in my own life, you think, I got no place else to turn. And I said, when people got no place else to turn, I want them to be able to turn to the Daryl Worley Foundation. So that was probably our primary focus in the early running. And then, of course, we got busy on the Daryl Worley Cancer Treatment Center and made that become a reality. And it has been a huge blessing to this area and the region. And, I mean, they never have an empty seat. We're talking about expanding and, you know, just it's just amazing how many people we've helped and how many families have been affected by the Cancer Treatment Center. So we're really proud of that, and we have no intentions of slowing down. So it's going good.
I like it. And it takes that funding to make it happen. And September 24th, with this Catfish Derby being rekindled, if you will, they called it the first annual Catfish Derby benefit concert series happening this Saturday. This is another opportunity for people to contribute to not only the Daryl Worley Foundation, but also leadership of Hardin County and the city of Savannah.
Yep, absolutely.
You have some friends coming, Dina Carter, Mighty Swell, Chandler Stevens, and Chelsea Rhodes will be joining you in this effort.
Man, they have really gone out of the area and found some different talent, and it's going to be a special day. And, you know, Dina is about as well-known as anybody out there.
She's a well-beloved singer, just like you are, Daryl. And if you'll stick with me, we'll start on the other side of the conversation, and we'll talk about your album, because I do want to get that in. I was listening to your music before you came on the line, and I love your stuff, man. I don't believe it was given as much credit as it should have been. As I listened to Second Wind, that song, Carrie Gilbert shared that with me, and it reminded me of when it came out. And it hit me in a different way than when I was a teenager as a 42-year-old man, thinking about, okay, yep, man, you got to get up and you got to get that second wind to be able to move forward in this life. And we'll talk about that some on the other side, okay?
Sounds good, man.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Mr. Daryl Worley. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that I can have Daryl Worley on the line with me right now. We've talked about the first annual Catfish Derby Benefit Concert Series taking place in Savannah, Tennessee on Saturday, September 24th. Dina Carter, Mighty Swell, Chandler Stevens, and Chelsea Rhodes will be joining him there as a fundraiser for the Daryl Worley Foundation, as well as the leadership, Hardin County, and City of Savannah. Welcome back to the show, Daryl.
You're absolutely right. It is the first annual concert.
And we were down in Russellville, as you sang at the Roxy Theater. Our buddy Kerry Gilbert had you down there, and we were able to get some T-shirts signed and really enjoyed that visit. Always enjoy the visits that we have. And you have some great music, Daryl, that you have released over the years, and you worked with Billy Lawson out of the Shoals area, not too far from where we are, have a lot of relationships in the Shoals area. With this Second Wind album that you've come out with, for people to pick up the latest and greatest.
Yeah, that was my very first attempt at doing kind of a greatest hits, I guess, if you will. And I'm not 100% sure that we got out of the box with that the way I would have liked to, but we're still planning on trying to find a way to expose that just a little bit better. So thank you for helping out with that cause. We did all of it in Shoals, and I'm probably going to be doing most of my recording and just all of my music in the Shoals from here on out. I started off there, how many years ago? Almost 30, I guess. And it was kind of home to me in my early beginnings with my songwriting and all that stuff, and wrote for Rick Hall over there at Fame Music. And so now it's kind of like come full circle, and I'm going back to the Shoals again. So it's a pretty cool deal.
I like it. Well, the magic of the Mark White Show, man, we're releasing it out of the box now. And I hope it does help. I really do hope it helps, you know, and we try to do what we can. And I know there are a lot of people who follow my show. They're nostalgic. Absolutely. Like that. They like Daryl Worley. I have a lot of people that like you, man. They know who you are. It's not like they have to be reminded about Daryl Worley. It's a good age group.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We hit a good demographic, and I think those people are hungry for some real good traditional country music, and you know, some of that good 90s country. And I think you're going to see a little bit of a resurgence of that stuff coming around.
Absolutely. Talk about some of the hits that are on this album, what people are going to find when they see Second Wind, Latest and Greatest by Darryl Worley.
Man, I was just sitting here. Well, I mean, there's a bunch of them. I think there's like eight of the big hit songs that we had early on, and then maybe seven brand spanking new ones. And, you know, songs like Awful Beautiful Life and Have You Forgotten and Second Wind, and I'm pretty sure Tennessee River Runs on there. And,
sure is.
Probably Sounds Like Life. There's a bunch of big hit songs on there, and we brought the band in. It was a cool thing. We brought the band into the studio and just recorded those tracks, you know, with the guys that play them out on the road all the time. So it's kind of a unique project. You get that, and then, you know, Billy and I kind of created the rest of that stuff and worked hours and hours in the studio just piecing it together and wrote a lot of the songs ourselves. And so it's a good project, and I'm proud of it. We'll see what we can do to revive it and get people aware that it's out there.
Lonely Alone is on there, and Do Something Good Today, which I use as the intro of my show every single day. People hear Do Something Good Today.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks to you, buddy.
Man, that's a great song. I appreciate it very, very much.
It's my anthem.
Yeah, you know, I had a song called Better Than I Deserve, and that song has been used on several different shows. I was trying to think of that financial guy that does the...
Dave Ramsey?
Yep, Dave Ramsey. He says that all the time, and so one time when I went and did a kind of an acoustic thing with him, and I played that song, and he plays it all the time on his show.
We've got to come up with something, Darryl, where you go do something good today and listen to the Mark White show and have you strumming a guitar doing that as we intro this thing in.
That'd be cool. We're getting ready to re-record that song in the shows, and that'll be one of the things that we do for a brand new project I'm working on. So.
Well, you holler at me, I can pay in barbecue sandwiches.
I got no problem with that.
All right, we'll find somewhere in the shows to grab something to eat.
Sounds good.
Again, with this event coming up Saturday, we want people to be a part of the first annual Catfish Derby concert series and come to see you and come to see Dina Carter and the rest of the folks that are participating this year, because it is a fundraiser for the Darryl Worley Foundation. I've seen some of the amazing things that have come out of your foundation, Darryl. I've always been impressed and just appreciate being able to have you to talk about it and to bring awareness, especially to your community. When you can go out and be successful as a musician, singer, songwriter, that's great. But then when you can come back to your own community and you have, like, Molly Mundy's has a whole wall dedicated to you at their restaurant, and you're a homeboy. I mean, they like you there, and that's a good thing, my friend.
Well, I think so. I mean, I really haven't changed not one little bit since I got into this. And I mean, I think people who, if the music industry turns you into somebody that you're not, then you probably got in it for the wrong reasons. So I just try to keep it real. And I love my hometown and this area around here. It's a beautiful place. We're kind of geographically isolated out here. We got a lot of water and wood.
I was out in, well, I was near Leoma not too long ago, and then I was in Prospect, Tennessee, and there was a young man who, he has a disease that is causing him to lose use of his arms and his legs, and we were trying to help them. His name's Skyler. He needed a van, a wheelchair-accessible van, and that was one of the things I thought about, the Darryl Worley Foundation, to try to help that family. I was bringing awareness. I set up a GoFundMe trying to help him as much as I could, but sometimes I'm not enough, Darryl, and it takes more people to help make those things happen.
Man, you always feel free to contact me and the foundation with projects like that that come along, because my board is a group of really precious human beings, and they love to help people. And when there's a need, we try to get involved. So anytime you have something like that, you let me know, and we'll do what we can.
Absolutely. And I do want people to go to the Daryl Worley Foundation.com. It's the Daryl Worley Foundation.com, right, Daryl?
I think that's right.
The website. I'm going to go and look real quick since we're pre-recorded and not live and no pressure here, right? See, Daryl. I looked it up earlier.
It was dot org, I think, and right. we just recently reacquired the .com.
I double checked it. Sure. Okay, that's right, because I looked. I double checked. I was like, did it say .com? It sure did. So, DarylWorleyFoundation.com. DarylWorleyFoundation.com is where you go to find out about this 501c3 nonprofit that's created to help those in the community who need support and help. As Daryl said, it's one of those places where when somebody needs somewhere to turn and they don't feel like anybody cares, they can turn to the Daryl Worley Foundation. And that's the way I feel about the Mark White Show, because I want people to feel like they can turn to the Mark White Show, and I'll try to do what I can to help. I'm one guy, but you're one guy too, Daryl, and we just keep working and keep plugging away and doing the best we can.
Absolutely, man. I mean, somebody's got to start it somewhere. So, you know, I just figured you could go big, you could go small, you could go medium. I didn't care about all of that. I thought, you know, if we crank this thing up and then we help one person, that's better than not doing anything at all.
Absolutely. Daryl, hang on and we'll close this out, okay?
Yes, sir.
Daryl Worley, thank you for joining me here on the show today to share about the first annual Catfish Derby concert series benefiting the Daryl Worley Foundation, leadership of Hardin County, and the city of Savannah.
Man, you are more than welcome. Thank you. It's been a treat to just spend a little time chatting with you, and I always enjoy it. You're a good man, and you do a good work. And thank you so much for blasting this out there and helping us make people aware that we've got a little shindig going on over here in Savannah this weekend. So I'm sure your listeners will you may help me sell a few tickets, and that's all that matters.
And I hope people will go to DarylWorley.com, too, and check out Second Wind, Latest and Greatest. They may need to catch their second wind in this part of their life, too.
You never know.
That's right, buddy.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and
and
welcome to a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm coming to you from Phil Campbell, Alabama, at Phil Campbell High School. As we talk to Tia Evans, she just received tickets to the Alabama Vanderbilt game for this Saturday, along with a gift cards from Bob Sykes Barbecue and a little something extra ice cream from the ice cream truck. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tia.
Hi.
Glad to have you. This was a surprise for you.
Yes, it very much was.
What do you think about this, having your classmates in the room as you find out you're going to your very first Alabama football game?
Very embarrassed, but very happy.
It is a little embarrassing. Puts you on the spot, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much.
But you're glad that you can see your grandparents and your mom here to celebrate with you, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Now, going to my first Alabama game, I was about 12 years old, and my grandfather took me, and it was a great experience. I never forgot it, and one of the things that I wanted to do through my show was to be able to give other people that same experience, and that's why I wanted to give you tickets, to be able to give you the opportunity to enjoy that first-time experience. Now, you actually had a football player from the University of Alabama send you a congratulations video. His name is Neyland Hibbett. He's number 48, and he's the long snapper for Alabama. How'd that make you feel to see a player saying your name?
Very surprised. I never thought something like that would happen.
Neyland's a great guy. He is a great guy. And we also surprised not only you and your grandfather, but also your grandmother and your mom with tickets to be able to go with you as a group.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That was totally a surprise.
Pass that over to your grandmother. Sherry, yes. How did you feel about that?
Oh, I was totally surprised. I love it. It was very good.
And so we had intentions for Granddad to be able to take Tia by himself. And then I came across two more tickets. Let's make this happen for the whole group.
Oh, it's wonderful.
So here we are. Well, and we Grandpa, how does it feel for you to be able to take your granddaughter to her very first Alabama football game?
That's a wonderful thing. It's an honor to do so, and appreciate you.
Well, we're glad to do this, and as I mentioned, Bob Sykes Barbecue, they're excited to be part of this, to be able to give a gift card to let you go eat before the game. They're located in Bessemer, and then a little something extra ice cream truck, which is a sponsor of my show, too. It's owned by Hunter Norwood. Hunter has Down syndrome, and he's the owner of that, and they're going to give ice cream, and I'd love the fact that I've got more than one entity joining into this effort to show Tia that she matters, that she's important, that we care about her, that we love her. And this will be a wonderful experience for Tia to get to go to Tuscaloosa and have that first ball game experience.
Yes, it will. Something she'll never forget.
And Tiffany, mm-hmm. Tiffany Marie.
Yes.
Tiffany Marie is mom, and you sent me a message along with grandmother and told me, hey, we'd like for Tia to be able to go to her first game. And we responded.
Right. And I appreciate you so much.
How does it make you feel to know that Tia is getting to go to her first Alabama football game?
I'm so proud. I don't know. I'm shocked, but I'm so excited, you know, especially because she won the tickets, and it's just special to, you know, it'll be special to her. She'll never forget this.
Well, it's one of those things where a lot of people out there right now wonder if they matter.
Right.
And they're going through struggles and difficulties, and you just don't expect something good to happen in this way.
Right.
And then it does. And then I hope that it's received in the way that you want to then pay it forward to other people. So you have something good happen to you, Tia, like I did when I was a little kid. And then I say, I want to be able to do something for someone else. And then that starts with you and your family. And then you're doing something for someone else. And then they do something for someone else. And it just keeps it going. I love it. I love that.
Yeah, I've never been.
Oh, so we got another first gamer.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany Marie, I'm glad that you can go as well. I'm glad to be able to give those tickets. And y'all just enjoy your time together as family, okay?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. And Tia, one more time, can I get a big Roll Tide from you?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide Roll. Folks, you have been listening to a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we surprise Tia Evans at Phil Campbell High School with her first Alabama football game as they take on Vanderbilt this Saturday. And we again appreciate Bob Sykes Barbecue, Van Sykes over there with gift cards to feed the family, along with a little something extra ice cream on the quad to supply some ice cream to this special young lady. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. These are my kind of people.